Decisions, decisions, decisions. What is she going to do? If she goes, she can get killed. If she doesn't go, she can get killed. What will she do? She was a beautiful girl who had lost both of her parents, but she was adopted by her older cousin and raised to love and fear God. Her people were ruled by another nation, the Persians. And the Persian king, Ahasuerus, was looking for a bride. He sent his servants all throughout the kingdom to look for the most beautiful girl in all of the kingdom to be his bride. And she was chosen by the king. Not just because she was the most beautiful girl in all the kingdom, but because she loved and feared God, and God had a plan for her life to save his people through her and through the decision that she would make. You see, one day something really bad happened. One of the king's officials by the name of Haman got offended because Mordecai, her cousin, refused to bow down to him, and he felt disrespected. And he thought, I know how I'll get you. Not only am I going to destroy you, I am going to destroy all of your people. So he went to the king and got the king to make a decree, make an order that all of Mordecai's people were to be put to death. The problem was, she was also one of Mordecai's people. Now she was the queen. She was Queen Esther. And the decree meant that she too was supposed to be put to death. But her identity was a secret. Only she and Mordecai knew that she was a Jew. So Mordecai came to her and told her she must go to the king and warn the king of what he had done and get the king to stop this decree. But there was a problem. The law said that you could not go to the king if the king did not invite you first. So what will Esther do? If she goes before the king uninvited, she could be put to death. If she does not go and the decree goes forward, her people and even herself will be put to death. Because Mordecai told her in chapter 4 of the book that's named after her, the book of Esther, don't think that if you do not go that you will be spared. You too will be killed. And who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Esther had a choice to make. But before she decided, she called on all the nation, all the Jewish people, to fast and to pray. And Pathfinders Adventurers Church, when we have important decisions to make, it is good to not only pray, but to fast and pray. It is good not only to fast and pray yourself, but ask others, as many as possible, to join you to fast and pray for your decision. After fasting and praying, Esther chose to go forward to speak to the king. She told the king of Haman's treachery and the king not only spared her, Esther and her people, but he destroyed Haman for the very dangerous and hateful plan that he had. Because Esther chose to go forward in faith very bravely, God spared the Jewish people. Decisions, decisions, decisions. Sometimes decisions can be very hard, you will discover. Here is another person, a man by this time. He too loved God, like Esther. He loved to pray to God. He prayed 3 times per day. Not just once, not just even in the morning and the evenings. 3 times a day he prayed. God had promoted him in the kingdom of Babylon to being the top official after the king. And the other officials were envious of him. They were jealous of him. And they tried to find fault in him so they could destroy him. Anyone wants to guess who this one is? Daniel, very good. And so they decided, as they looked to find fault in Daniel's work, they couldn't find any fault in his work. Daniel was very diligent in his work to the nation. And so they sat and they thought, the only way we can get to him is if we get him through his God. They plotted to find fault against Daniel with his God. They knew that Daniel prayed 3 times a day. So they went to the king, King Darius, and they asked the king to make a decree, make a law that cannot be changed, that anyone who prays to anyone else but the king for 30 days would be thrown into a den of hungry, ferocious lions. So what will Daniel do? What I love about this story of Daniel, the Bible says, when Daniel knew the decree was signed, he went to his window like he normally does and prayed. Now, Daniel could have chosen to simply not pray to the king and not pray at all, because the decree says, if you pray to anyone else but the king. So all he had to do to save his life was not pray for 30 days and he would be okay. But that would not have been a good choice for Daniel. Daniel chose God, and God chose Daniel. Daniel prayed openly. He could have prayed, but shut his doors, shut his windows, pull the curtains, hide under the bed and pray. No one would see him. But Daniel said, no, I am not ashamed of my God. I am going to pray openly to my God just like I did before. And so he went to his window where everyone could see him, and he prayed to the God of heaven. Daniel was arrested. And Daniel was thrown into the den of hungry lions and left there all night. The next day, the king came looking for Daniel. That's another thing I love about this story. King Darius knew that God would have saved Daniel, or else he would not have come to the den the next morning and asked Daniel, "Are you still there?" He knew. And Daniel reported to the king, "The God whom I served, he saved me from the lion." Now, I don't know what happened in that den that night, but I believe Daniel had a prayer meeting with these lions. And I believe he used these lions. Imagine this big male lion with his big mane around its head. Daniel used that lion as a pillow, and he slept all night peacefully, because he knew that because he chose God, God chose to protect him. The last person I want to share with you who had a choice to make, a very difficult choice, decisions, I tell you. He had the weight of the world on his shoulders. He had just finished eating a meal with his closest friends, one of whom betrayed him. And he retreated into a garden to pray because of the difficult thing that he was facing. He was facing death, just like Esther, just like Daniel. And so he asked his friends again to pray with him. And as they were praying, when he looked around for his friends, what were they doing? Instead of praying, they were fast asleep. It's hard to get good friends who can be faithful and support you in prayer, but it is important to have good friends, godly friends, that can help you to pray, that you can call on to help you to pray when you are in trouble. And the Bible tells us that Jesus, as he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, the prayer was so intense that sweat came on his brow, and that sweat was blood. That's how stressed he was. Now, what was the decision Jesus had to make? Jesus saw the pain and the suffering that he would go through when he would be crucified. And it was so intense, he said, "This is too hard." And he cried to the Father, his Father, and he says, "Father, if there is any other way, let this cup pass from me." In other words, if there is some way we could save the world without me having to go through this, please let it happen. But then Jesus saw you, each one of you. He saw me, and he had a choice to make. Either to choose to save himself or choose to save you. And Jesus said, and I thank God for that, he said to his Father, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Not what I want, but what you want, let it be done." And the Father and Jesus wants every one of us to be saved, to make it into heaven and not to be destroyed. So Jesus chose when he looked at you, yes, you, each one of you, when he looked at you and he saw what would happen if he did not choose to go forward to the cross, he said, no way, there's no way I can let that happen. I love you too much. And he moved forward. I thank God for the decision that Jesus made. Because without that decision, I would be lost. But do you know there are some people who do not choose Jesus? They do not choose to follow what he asks them to do. They do not choose him in their lives because their comfort, their jobs, their relationships, their property, their nice cars, their fancy clothes are more important than Jesus. And they choose not to. They reject Jesus. But there's another group that's even more serious. It is the group that say, yes, Jesus, I know what you've done for me and I love you and I appreciate you, but all I'm going to do is to not choose you. Yes, I want to be associated with you. I may even come to church, but I'm not going to give you my all. I'm going to give you 90%, 95%, but I'm going to keep some for myself. They decide not to choose. There's a story of a young boy who had a dream one night. In his dream, he was sitting on a fence. And there was a large crowd of people standing before him. On one side of the fence stood Jesus. And on the other side of the fence stood Satan. And Jesus was calling on the people in the crowd to come on his side of the fence. And Satan also was calling on people in the crowd to come on his side of the fence. And one by one, each person decided to join the side of Jesus or to listen to Satan and to join Satan's side. Every person decided for Jesus or for Satan until everyone had decided to be on Jesus' side or on Satan's side, except this young boy who sat on the fence. Satan took his people and he left. And Jesus took his people and he left with them. A few moments later, Satan returned looking like he had lost something. He was searching for something. And the boy said to Satan, did you lose something? Are you searching for something? And when Satan saw him, he said, oh, no, I've found what I'm looking for. You. You must come with me. And the boy said, oh, no, 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 no. I have not chosen. I have chosen to sit on the fence. I have chosen neither you nor Jesus. Do you know what Satan said to him? Satan said to him, it's okay. You must come with me because I own the fence. You see, to sit on the fence and to not choose is choosing. To sit on the fence and to not choose between Jesus and Satan is choosing Satan. Had Esther not chosen, had she decided to do nothing, her people would have been destroyed. The Jewish people would have been eradicated. And she too, because she was a Jew, would have been killed. Had Daniel not chosen, if he had decided, all I'm going to do is not pray until this law has passed, he would have been disowning God, the God who had done so much for him. He would have been disowning God and rejecting him. Had Jesus not chosen, had he chosen to do nothing, where would this world be? Where would you and I be today? So boys and girls, adventurers, pathfinders, church, those who are viewing online, not choosing is choosing. I want to share with you a Bible verse from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus is saying to every one of us, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Jesus is standing outside your heart's door and he's knocking, begging you to let him in. What will you do? He wants you to open up your heart and let him in so that he can dine with you. He can commune with you. He can connect with you. He can bless you. He can save you. He is the one who chose you in Gethsemane, chose to go to the cross. Now what will you do? Will you choose him? Or will you leave him standing out in the cold? I don't know about you, but many, many years ago, I chose Jesus. I chose to give my life to him in baptism, to make him not only my Savior, but Lord of my life. And every day since then, including today, I choose Jesus. What about you? Are you going to reject him? Are you going to sit on the fence? Or are you going to accept him? I want to give an opportunity today for maybe a pathfinder boy or girl, maybe someone who's in the audience, maybe someone who's watching online. Maybe you have sat on the fence. Maybe you have never had an opportunity to choose Jesus. If that's you, and you want to say today, "I choose Jesus. I want to make him, choose him as my Savior. I want to make him Lord of my life." And even, yes, maybe I've never been baptized before, and I want to give my life to Jesus in baptism and follow him all the days of my life. If that's you, just raise your hand to heaven quickly. You want to follow Jesus, give him your heart, live for him, and be baptized one day. If that's you, pathfinder boy or girl, adventurer boy or girl, someone in the audience, praise the Lord. Some of our future pathfinders are raising their hands. Praise the Lord. And so, pathfinder leaders, next year you have a great challenge. Not only to ensure that our pathfinders complete their class requirements and the requirements for their honors, but you have a great task to ensure that they have the opportunity to choose Jesus and to make him Lord and Savior of their life and to commit to him at that precious, precious, tender time in their lives when they are young. The Bible tells us that we are to remember our Creator when, in the days of our youth, when the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when they will say, "I have no pleasure in them." Let's not tell them they're too young. When they choose Jesus, let's support them. I invite us all to stand while we say a prayer. Everyone, please stand. For those precious hands who went up, that God will seal their decision and that we as a church community will support them in choosing the right path to follow. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Thank you that there are such great examples in the Bible of men and women who chose to follow you and follow your leading, even though their lives were in danger. Thank you for their bravery. Thank you for their faith. Thank you for their commitment to prayer. And Lord, we pray that these may be examples to us today. Lord, we thank you mostly for Jesus, that he chose this world. He chose every single person to die for. And Lord, we thank you for those who have already chosen Jesus and who are walking in his light. Thank you, Lord, for those older adventurer boys and girls who raised their hands to say that one day soon they would also like to take that step to choose Jesus as their Savior, their Lord, and to follow up publicly by demonstrating it through baptism. Seal their decision, Father, and make the way open one day soon for this to happen. We commit ourselves to you and we choose you this day. Bless us and keep us. Bless the Dora Creek Adventurer and Pathfinder Club. Bless all the clubs throughout our conference and all of Australia and all around the world. And may the Pathfinder and Adventurer Ministry be a source of evangelism to our young and precious children so that they may choose you for the rest of their lives. Is our prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Let all God's people say, Amen.